After getting an earful from three Hispanic congressional leaders yesterday, they are upset at family deportations. President Obama has ordered the Homeland Security Secretary to review policies to find more, quote, humane ways to obey the laws that demand that adults in the U.S. illegally have to be deported. Often they leave children behind. The president says he's already stretched his own administrative authority because he ruled that children who were brought in up through certain ages and who grew up here, have known no other place, they can stay, that officials should go after criminals, after drug traffickers, get those people out of the country. But he says he cannot stop deportations unless Congress changes the law.
It would actually take some time for that to happen, wouldn't it?
Well, it like forever, because what early hopes that there were in this town that they could come up with some kind of bipartisan deal. The Senate, of course, has acted. The House just isn't going to do it. They're still hung up. But the president says it has to include a pathway to citizenship. Some in the House, they could probably get a vote on the House that would stop short of that. So with a lack of goodwill here, legislation doesn't look likely. And the president's going to claim today he's at the end of his legal authority to do anything more administratively.
There are a lot of things on the president's plate these days. What's going on with the Ukrainian crisis right now?
Secretary Kerry's meeting right now with the Russian foreign minister in Europe. The reason they're scrambling today, the Ukraine interim government fears that on Sunday, if the province of the Crimea, that peninsula with all the Russian troops dug in there, if they vote to break off from Ukraine and join Russia, if a shot is fired, if violence breaks out, it will be very tough to stop. So they're trying to find a way to get in peace monitors and pull back the Russian troops and get Vladimir Putin at least talking to the Germans and a contact group, since he will not talk to the interim government in Kiev.